Welcome to Journey with Nature, brought to you by the Nature Conservancy, celebrating 50 years of conservation in Indiana. I'm Michael Atwood. Theodore Roosevelt once said, "To exist as a nation, to prosper as a state, and to live as a people, we must have trees." If it wasn't for the Forest Classification Act, Hoosiers today might be living in a treeless Indiana. In 1790, Indiana was 86% forested. For 100 years, settlers worked hard clearing, removing, and using our trees. By 1900, only 7% of Hoosier forest remained. Concern for the continued loss of forest land and the erosion of soil due to land clearing prompted the establishment of the State Board of Forestry. The program provided information on forestry and established state forest reserves, the predecessors to today's state forests. The Board of Forestry started an aggressive campaign to help private woodland owners with forest management. In 1921, the Forest Classification Act was enacted in hopes of slowing the loss of forest acreage. Its intent was to encourage owners to keep woods on their land and to better manage their woods. The program is now called the Classified Forest and Wildlands Program. The incentive to landowners for participating in the program is a property tax break of approximately 90% on their forested acreage. The legislation also benefits Hoosiers by protecting forest and lands, providing wood products, clean air, clean water, wildlife habitat, and scenic beauty. And the program helps protect over 618,000 acres across Indiana.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. Information about Indiana's classified forests is available online at nature.org/Indiana.